Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, tonight's Mishnah Berurah Yomi is page 184, Simin Nun Tes, Siv Dalet. We're discussing the halachos of Birchos Kriyashma. It says, Nechabe Birchos Yotzer Ba'arvis Omer Im Hashliach Tzibur Benachas. So this is quite a chiddush to us, and that is the idea that one should say Birchos Yotzer L'chatchila with the chazan, but quietly. The reason for that is because there might be some people who are going to be yotzei with the chazan. The Mishnah Berurah points out, as far as being yotzei with the chazan, there are really two rules. There's a beautiful, beautiful Yerushalmi. He doesn't quote this in the name of the Yerushalmi over here, but there's a beautiful Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that really the halachas of Shamei Kohanim will apply to all brachas and to all kriyas except for tefillah. Why? Because tefillah is rachmi. So if you take a look, the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Tes Vav says the following: Im Hashliach Tzibur Da'afta Medina Yochel Chav Matzeis BeBerchas Hashliach Tzibur Afilu Baki. Even though Medina you could be yotzei with the Shliach Tzibur, however, Mishum de Rachmi Ninu, the reason you can't is because it's Rachmi. Mitzarek Kalecha Mevakesh Rachmi Mal Atzmo. And every person needs to be Mevakesh Rachmi for himself. Mikom, and therefore, Birchas Kriyashma, you could say it. You could listen and you don't have to say it. Tefillah, even a Baki could, both a Baki and a non-Baki, l'chatchil, they're not supposed to. However, Birchos Kriyashma, even if you're a Baki, you don't have to listen. So the minig was to say, even though Mikur Dedina, you could be Yotzei with the Shliach Tzibur. The Be'er Halacha and Dibra Maskel Benachas adds a little bit more. He says, this requirement to say Benachas, what if my brother's married into a family of Stalin or Hasidim? Stalin Hasidim are known to scream. So the Churid, it's against this Beferish HaHalacha, that at least Berchos Kriyashma, they shouldn't scream. So Be'er HaLacha says that it was only in those days when it was common for people to be Yotzei with the Chazan, but Bizman HaZeh, it no longer applies, and therefore the Be'er HaLacha seems to say that this whole Halacha is not applicable. So we have this interesting set of rules over here that Mishnah Berurah is bringing up that are not directly related to Berchos Kriyashma, and that is that when it comes to tefillah, really one should not rely on the Shliach Tzibur for a beautiful reason. And Shomei Kona doesn't work because each person needs to be Mevakesh Rachmi Malatzno. I once heard a beautiful pshat from one of the Rabbanim here in this neighborhood. I was thrilled because I was once thinking along these lines, Al Pi Chasidus, and he said it La Halacha. I was wondering, there's a Shitas Rishonim that says that when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, the Be'er Halacha quotes Deos that you don't say Shomei Kona by Sfiras HaOmer. So I wanted to say, Al-Pi Chasidus, that the reason for that is because it's well known that each person's Sfira Sa'omer is a very, very individual Sfira. So I said that you can't have Shomei HaKona because your Sfira is not my Sfira Sa'omer. So then I wanted to say, Al-Pi Chasidus. Mordechai Goldstein here said from his father, from Rav Tuvia Goldstein, who was one of the closest Talmidei Chachamim Rav Moshe Feinstein, that he said this and he added this Yerushalmi. He said, just like the Yerushalmi says that tefillah is rachmei, so therefore one person can't be motzi anybody else, the same applies to Sfiras HaOmer. So I was very happy to see that it's not only a Hasidish idea, which in itself is beautiful, but also is correct lahalacha. Continues the Ramah, V'yimar desayim kodem shiisayim mashliach tzibur v'yane amein, Achash Shliach Tzibur, and you should also answer Amen. Umiyu im lo amara rak shema mishliach tzibur yatsa de birchas de brachos elo shliach tzibur motzei yachid afal pi shuhu baki. If, however, he decides that he wants to, for some reason, to be yotze with the shliach tzibur, he can. When it comes to birchos kriyashma, with a caveat, adds the Ramah. Miyu ein shliach tzibur motzei yachid bepachos me'asara. That you need 10 people to be motzi. Question is why? So this is amazing. If the Mishnah Berurah doesn't give us the reason, you need the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah to give you the reason of why it would be that you need only 10 to be motzi birchos kriyashma. Otherwise, you wouldn't. So they write from the Machtzis Hashekel that since it's a you say kedusha, so generally kedusha requires a minion. So generally you need a minion. So that no one will make the mistake and think that when it comes to Kedusha that you can say Kedusha without a minyan, right? Because in the Berachos Kriya Shema you also say Kadosh, so that's the low plug. That's the reason the Machtzis HaShekel gives. Another reason, suggests the Aruch HaShulchan, because these brachos come after Kaddish, and there's also Kedusha, that's the Seder HaTefillah. So as a low plug, we said all these things you shouldn't be Yotze without a minion. But really, there's no inherent halacha that a Shliach Tzibur shouldn't be able to be motzi somebody with Birchos Kriya Shema. It's not Rachmi. But you have these two reasons that it's interesting that really the Mishnah Brura never entirely spells this out. Now, in regards to the halachas of being motzi, the Mishnah Brura now uses this as an opportunity to discuss other halachas of Shomea Ka'onim. Says the Mishnah Brura in Sivkatan Chav Gimel, Vizel Dafkal Inyi Birchos Kriya Shema V'gam B'Birchos HaShachar Halavush Machmer Ki Birchos Kriya Shema. So first of all, and this we don't have a direct explanation for over here, that is that there's somewhere Machmer not only by Birchos Kriya Shema but also Birchos HaShachar. Now both of the Aruch HaShulchan Svarim and Machzis HaShekel wouldn't apply, that why you need a minion to be motzi for the Avol Sharbach Brachos. Could go Birchos HaMitzvah Birchos Nena Fil Yochid Motzi is hayachid afil lubaki. One could be motzi somebody else. Ah! However, the Mishnah Brura adds, bebirchas hanenin. So we're no longer talking about birchas krishma. The next 3-4 minutes, we're going to talk about brachos in general. Ah, bebirchas hanenin yesh kamechilukim. When it comes to birchas hanenin, there are some rules about shomei ka'ona. Yesh. When it comes to lechem and yayin, and we're knowing that way on Shabbos as well, right? Lechem and yayin. So then the kulei alma, the din is that yatsa could be that yatsa motzi, as well as the halacha of shomea ka'onim. I just want to add, not only that, they heard from Nevin Salshlita that here's one thing where our family minhag goes a little bit different than the Masorah that I have from my Rebbeim, and that is that Rav Shlomo Zalman felt strongly that the halacha of Barov Am Hadras Melech is Dochel in the Inyan of Mitzvah by Yosem B'Shlucho, and the Yikrit Adina, Rav Shlomo Zalman felt that it's better for a person to have one Kiddush at home versus many Kiddushin. It's against the Beferishim called Kairi that Rav Baruch Simon told me he saw. I'll tell you why I was so interested in that. There are a zillion kol kairis all the time, a zillion pashkivilas, but it's actually quite interesting. Rabbi Simon told me that he saw a kol kore that was printed in a sefer from the Ger Rebbe a little bit before the Holocaust, that all of the children should say Kiddush. That was the minig in my family is that everybody says Kiddush. Not only that, in Vancouver, Canada, in 1940s, my aunt, my father's sister, also said Kiddush. Everybody said Kiddush. Now, before long, a feminist is going to post that Rabbi Eisenstein said that women should say Kiddush. So, but that's how it was in my family, that the girls said Kiddush. In fact, my daughter is following this custom that we had in my family. My daughter said Kiddush until they reached Baruch Hashem. For the record, my daughters are in Beis Yaakov, etc., etc. And I'm very proud that they reached the point that they felt uncomfortable in front of men saying Kiddush. Whether that's halacha or not, kol kvudo v'asmel panima, that's how I balanced. Now, you won't be able to chatni within 1 minute of a shir. So I'm very proud that they know they feel uncomfortable saying Kiddush. But in our family, our custom amongst Hasidim is everybody says Kiddush. By the way, I was zocheh. I'll never forget this as a teenager. I don't know if the Rav is alive. His name is Rabbi Germain. There's a famous yeshiva called Be'er Agola. It was the first yeshiva to help Russian kids adjust to the yeshiva system. It was an amazing, amazing yeshiva. And I was zocheh once to be in his house, and he had Russian boys at his house. You know how long Kiddush took? Kiddush took 2 hours. He must have 30 boys, every single boy, Friday night. Every single boy said Kiddush. It was half of a fellow. Maybe I was a teenager, I was bored, it wasn't really 2 hours. Maybe my imagination has gotten the best of me, but it felt like 2 hours. It was beautiful. So there are times that there's halacha. Our Messiah from Rav Shlomo Zalman is that Baroi Vam Hadras Melech, but in my own family, based on this custom for chinuch, they felt that Baruch Hashem today, I think the cheshbon of my grandfather was, and we just kept it, but I think my grandfather's cheshbon was that my father, my aunt, and my uncle had no opportunity for Jewish education. They were all in public school. So this was one of the ways that my grandfather would assure that my aunt would know the basics, that she should know that there is a thing called Kiddush, and that she herself could do it too. It didn't work. The only one that stayed religious was my father, and that's a nice. Just to realize what the challenge was in the 40s and the 50s, but my grandfather did everything he could. I don't think my aunt could read Hebrew today. I'm not sure. Yeah. So the Mishnah Berurah continues. And so that's the deal. Whether Barovam had this smell, but that's our Messiah Nefer. I'm convinced the Ger Rebbe foresaw this, and that he was doing everything they can to do. There was a sense that Baruch Hashem, we live in a totally different time. But it was absolutely scary, both on a physical level for Klal Yisrael as well as a spiritual level. So Natsarlin Yanenu. So for Lechem and Yain Kulama Dinke. Now that has nothing to do with the Ger Rebbe. It has nothing to do with Reb Shlomo Zalman, etc. That's based on a halacha in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Reish Yud Gimel. The halacha in Simin Reish Yud Gimel is the following: in Reish Yud Gimel, the halacha that somebody could be mozi somebody else in Birkas Hanenin is only if both of the people are kavua over there. But if they're not kavua, so then one person can't be mozi somebody else. So Kedisa, it's also in Kuf Tzadi Gimel as well as Reish Yud Gimel. Achzar Shiyitbu es Atman Zed Dahainu Shiyesh V'Yachad. There's a mitzvah then for them to separate. But, of course, once upon a time, Zimun was that one person would be motzi everybody else. Five lines from the bottom. But other things, both the bracha rishona as well as the bracha achrona, there's a machlokas haposkim. Because it could be that there's a technicality in Hilchos Birchas Hanenin that if I'm not nikba, so then there is the full halacha of shomei akonin. There are different ways to be masgur. Maybe it's based on the idea that I'm not going to fully be mechadin to you if I'm not koveya makom. At the end of the day, whether it's a din lechatchila or not, or it's a bidiyeved, either way, the halacha is a lechatchila. Not always do we say shomei akonin. That's important for us to keep in mind. We're used to kiddush and we're used to lechem, so everybody thinks that shomei akonin should apply. This came out halacha lemaisa with Rav Neman Zal Shlit at another instance, another occasion. We were at his house and the Talmidim were there. It was a Shalos of Tshuva's session, and a lot of Talmidim were there. And the Talmidim also sang, and they also brought a little bit of mezonos and bar nefashos. So I announced, I was afraid that there would be someone that would forget to make alamichya, to have someone to be motzi everybody else for alamichya. That's why I remember in camps, we do that all the time, right? In the camp, they have somebody. Rebbe Tzal told me he said, don't have somebody be motzi, tell everybody that they have to make an alamichya. Why? Because he was choshish, I guess he trusted the boys. He trusted the boys that they would not forget. And he felt that it should not be done lechatchila. This, at least, as far as Nativ Arya guys in year Tavshin Ayin Beis, he wasn't talking about Camp Taradas or Camp Morashah or Camp Bells, but at least with those particular group of boys, he thought that we should not have one person to be motzi everybody else because of this halacha, the lechatchila, everybody should say the bracha by themselves. We'll stop over here.